You're listening to Agriculture Today.
I think the reality is, if you look at, for example, reconciliation as like a process, it has requirements built in for what the second decade looks like from a revenue perspective.
Dr. Natasha Sarens, president of the Budget Lab at Yale, looking at the nation's debt.
We are depending on some of these numbers. And the thing that I find sort of troubling, or I find difficult, and again, this is to no fault of, I want to be like super explicit, I like fully agree with Doug, and I'm not sure whether this work should happen at CBO, this work should happen at the Budget Lab, this work should happen at another government institution that's not CBO. I don't know the answers. But what I'll say is that there is a tendency to, and I found this when I've done a lot of academic work on invest in the IRS and then what happens. And one of the things that happens when you invest in the IRS and have them audit more high-end taxpayers is that the high-end taxpayers look at their neighbors who are getting audited, and they're more likely to adjust their behavior in response to the fact that they're observing more people get audited. And the corporations that are watching, that they have the same tax planners, and they're saying, oh, this corporation got audited for doing that, you're likely to get audited in the same way. There are just like behavioral aspects that matter and that bear on even what in the short run and certainly in the long run the sort of expectation is from some of the investments that we make in tax administration today in terms of revenue collection in the future. All of these estimates are not like, there's not like some magic in the precision of them. They're all built on a series of assumptions, and the assumptions are hard and difficult and challenging even in the short run, let alone in the long run. But not grappling with them, and that's part of why I think the Budget Lab is adding value, by just showing you. It's like democratizing the budget process. That's how we conceive of ourselves. Just showing you the set of choices that are being made and the set of choices we're making and why we're making them. I think like sunlight is best disinfectant in some sense, will add some value to the overall process. But I take Doug's point very deeply. Like, I am very sensitive to where exactly this sort of cost-benefit analysis should be happening. And I'm not sure I know the right answer for the set of reasons that Doug laid out, but also, frankly, for capacity constraint reasons. Like, there is a lot of work that CBO and JCT are doing day in and day out to even be able to produce what they produce today. And asking them to do all of the other stuff that we envision would be useful from a policy analysis perspective is really putting them in a totally different space than they've been.
Douglas Holtz-Eakins, the former director of the CBO.
We conducted the first dynamic score under my tenure at CBO, and we invested a lot of time in looking at it in different ways and showing different ways to do the analysis and what answer you got, and I thought, this is great. We're going to teach Congress so much about how they do their business. And their conclusion was that we didn't know what we were doing because it was all over the map. And I thought they'd learned that if you paired 2003 tax cuts with the prescription drug program, they'd cancel each other. They concluded we did it wrong. I mean, that's it. So when you set up the Budget Lab and allow people to learn about this stuff, do not think it's going to be members of Congress. That belongs outside. They're not there to learn. And they're busy people. They have a job. And it's not figuring out the models.
It's Agriculture Today.
Proven performance, outstanding yields, and 100% American-owned. That's Americot, West Texas' choice for cottonseed. Next-gen brand cottonseed varieties have the technologies you're looking for and the performance you need, especially in harsh growing conditions. Our next-gen varieties like 3930 and 4098 B3XF have continually performed with proven yields across the state. Contact your local next-gen rep today for information on our robust lineup of next-gen varieties. Americot, all we do is cotton, all the time.
Do you have equipment taking up space in your shed or on your lot? What do you do if those pieces are really big? Ever wondered their value? Purple Wave Auction is an online auction company that sells used equipment. Thousands of items are up for bid right now at purplewave.com. Our transparent auction process makes it easy to sell that Kenworth semi you have sitting behind the barn. Or how about an upgrade to your New Holland Workmaster? Take a moment and check out purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.